A Meditation for When It All Feels Like Too Much by Henar Velev. The last few years have shaken loose our lives, our structures, routines, and even basic identities have undergone immense transition. The world has asked so much of us, and it continues to. In the thick of the most challenging moments, we wonder how the world continues spinning. Does anything seem as important as it did before? Whatever before means anyway. Whatever stress, grief, and overwhelm you are experiencing, know that you are not alone. Know that it will eventually pass. Know also that these words are here to serve you today, tomorrow, and every day forth in the times you need it most. When you're ready, settle into a comfortable space or go for a gentle walk. Wherever you are, take a deep inhale, letting the air travel through your nostrils and swirl into your lungs. Imagine each atom floating and frozen in place as you sit or walk in the stillness. At this moment, you are okay. Envision yourself embraced in safety, in the tender embrace of a parent, the chest of a partner, the lap of a grandparent, the arms of a friend. As you are walking, head towards a park or a path or the woods, wherever you feel most grounded. Examine the fresh buds growing out of the grass, concrete, snow. Notice last year's perennials, showing new leaves for a new year. How nature grows against all odds, determined to fight on. Now, take a deep breath and bring to mind your heaviness. Whatever stress, grief, or overwhelm you're feeling, let yourself feel it in full, if just for a moment. Maybe it's a twinge in your eyes and nose, right before tears. Maybe it's a pit in your stomach. Notice how your body reacts without labelling or defining it. Allow yourself to be human, to feel whatever comes, to respond naturally without holding back. Inhale. Now exhale. As you inhale again, envision your past self, who you were right before your life irrevocably changed, whether that was yesterday, a month ago, a year ago, or even today. As you release your breath, come back to the present and pause for a moment of gratitude for all of your inner strength. For your resilience. Your tenacity. Your grace. Think of all that your past self has been through to get to where you are now. You've arrived here. You've made it. Despite the trials and tribulations that have been thrown your way. Now, with your next breaths, imagine it's tomorrow. Because sometimes the best thing we can do is sleep and wake with fresh resolve. With your eyes closed or looking into the distance, see yourself rising with the dawn. Whatever your ideal dawn looks like, rugged peaks over a horizon, a meadow of blooming sunflowers, the nook of your loved one's arm. In your next inhale, know that tomorrow your pain will feel different than it does now. Even if it ebbs and flows. You can assign it a weight if you want. Maybe soon you will be an ounce or a gram of grief lighter. Maybe just 1 ounce or 1 gram, but every little bit helps. With another breath, envision yourself a week or a month from now. Then 6 months from now. Allow yourself the gift of manifestation and foresight. Give your future self what it needs to forge ahead. If you know you'll need extra kindness, hope, or solitude, give it to yourself here and now. Combine your past selves and now present gifts. Recognize in your future self that your grief will be lighter, more than what feels possible at this moment. Remember that hearts may break, but they can also heal. There will be joy, laughter, love, hope, and opportunity again. Most of all, ground yourself in knowing you will find yourself again. Then, when you're ready, wrap your arms lovingly around yourself. Apply gentle pressure, as if it's a weighted blanket or sponge, squeezing out the bad, negative energy, toxic behaviours, heartbreaking news, whatever it is that feels like too much. Simultaneously, let the pressure pack in the good, pressing inward your courage, your determination, your kindness. Press into your body with the rhythm of your breath. Repeat this exercise as many times as you need, whenever you need to. Hold that space and ground yourself in knowing that you will find yourself again.